Mark chapter 4, please, in your Bible. Mark chapter 4. Verse 35 said, "In the same day when the evening was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, he took him even as he was in, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillar. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Preach on that thought for just a few minutes. What manner of man is this? I tell you, I like this scripture here that I've read. I'm glad he's in the ship with us, neighbor. Amen. In allegorical terms, we're on the sea of life. And he has told us to go to the other side, and neighbor, by the grace of God, we will land safely on the shore of sweet deliverance. Amen. What manner of man is this? In these verses, we have Jesus calming the storm. He had been preaching all day. He was tired and weary, and he went to sleep in the hinder part of the ship. But the Bible said that the storm arose, and the ship was full of water. I'm glad when the storm arose, he arose. Amen. And the Bible said it was full of water, and they were afraid. They went to him and said, "Lord, carest thou not that we perish?" And he got up and said, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. And these disciples said, "What manner of man is this?" Just a couple of thoughts, maybe. Number one, let me say, he's the incomparable one. The incomparable one. I mean, Isaiah 46 and verse number 5 said, "To whom will you like me, that we may be like?" Isaiah said, "There's none like him, no equal, none to compare him with." Isaiah 46:9 said, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." That's what God had to say about himself. None like him. Isaiah 40 and verse 12 said, "Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance?" Verse 18 said, "To whom then will you liken me, or what likeness will you compare unto me?" I want to say to this old heathen world today, if you got anything any better than that, roll it out here and let's have a look at it. Amen. We're serving the God that measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. That little spot right there. All the waters of the world, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, the China Sea, the Red Sea, the Mediterranean, all the rivers, all the streams, all the brooks, all the creeks, all the springs, all the wells. He measured them right there in the hollow of His hands. Hallelujah. Hey, He weighed the mountains. He knows exactly what Mount Everest weighs. He knows what Mount San Helena weighs. He knows what the Great Smoky Mountains weigh. He knows what the Appalachian Mountains and the Rocky Mountains with their snow caps. What a God of majesty and power. Hallelujah. There's none like Him. He's incomparable. Amen. Isaiah 40:22 said, it is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Verse 25 said, to whom will you like me? Shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. I'm glad, thank God, I serve the great God of glory, and there's none like Him. There's no equal. No one or no thing can even come close. He stands alone as the Ancient of Days, the Incomparable One. Amen. We compare men with men. We compare great achievements with other great achievements in the field of music. We compare Beethoven and Bach. Or if you happen to be like me, we compare the primitive quartet and the marksman quartet. Amen. Bluegrass. God, hallelujah. I believe if there is any grass in heaven, it's going to be blue. Amen. In the military, we compare men like Napoleon and Alexander the Great and Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. Hallelujah. In literature, we compare Shakespeare and Longfellow. In art, we compare Michelangelo, Van Gogh. In pulpit oratory, we compare men like Spurgeon and Moody and Lee and Sunday. In hymn, we compare people like Charles Wesley and Fanny Crosby. In inventions, we compare men like Ben Franklin and Thomas Edison. In space exploratory, we compare men like Armstrong and Shepard. Some of you thought I was going to say Spock and Kirk. I didn't mean to disappoint. In politics, we compare men like Kennedy and Reagan. But when it comes to Jesus, neighbor, there's no man, no one that you can compare Him to. He's the God-man. Hallelujah. He created everything that there is. Hey, if it's here, He made it. If it ain't here, He made it. Listen, everything you see, neighbor, that's got stamped on it, made by Jesus. Woo, glory. I like it. God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that it's the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I'll tell you, neighbor, there will come a day when Edison and Kennedy and Shakespeare and Napoleon and all the rest shall bow their knee and shall confess that He is the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. He is the incomparable one. There's no religious leader like Him. There's none that you can compare Him to. Mohammed, or Buddha, or Confucius, or Joseph Smith, or the Pope. None of these can even compare. He didn't come to start a religion, neighbor. The Lord came to obtain eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. Amen.
You can be a Muslim and never meet Muhammad. You can be a Buddhist and never meet Buddha. You can be a Mormon and never have met Joseph Smith. You can be a Catholic and never meet the Pope. But I tell you, neighbor, you can never be a true born-again child of God unless you meet the main man. Until you have a personal, one-on-one relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so glad, Brother Calvin, I'm glad I met him many years ago. Hallelujah. At an old fashioned altar prayer, I met him. I was bowed there at that altar, and some guy got down beside me, and he said, "You believe Jesus died and rose again, don't you?" I said, "I sure do." That's a stupid question. I wouldn't have been down there if I hadn't believed that. Amen. He said, "That's all there is to it. Just stand up and tell everybody that you're saved." And my little wife had never read her Bible through. She had never been inside a Bible college. Amen. You know what? She leaned over in my ear and said, "Don't you move till God saves you. You stay right there." And brother, I began to cry out in earnest to the Lord. And I met him. I knew I met him before that other guy did. I knew I met the Lord. I knew I got saved. I knew it before the preacher did. I knew it before anybody. Heaven came down. The glory filled my soul. I couldn't have quoted you one Bible verse that night. I couldn't have quoted one Bible verse. I didn't know anything about the Bible or religion or nothing. But I knew I got saved. Hallelujah. I knew hell moved out and heaven moved in. Glory. I got introduced to him through the preaching of God's Word. I didn't get a do better pill. I didn't turn over a new leaf. Hallelujah. I got born again of the Holy Ghost. I got made a new creature. Amen. He's the incomparable one. He and he alone was born of the Virgin. He and he alone lived a virtuous life, died a vicarious death, rose, had a victorious resurrection. He and he alone shall come in a visible return. Hallelujah. He's the incomparable one. Listen, he is matchless in character, masterly in his teaching, marvelous in his influence, mighty in his words, miraculous in his power, merciful in his grace. Amen. He's a greater priest than Aaron. He's a greater commander than Joshua. He's a greater prophet than Elijah. He's a greater father than Abraham. He's a greater king than David. He's a greater philosopher than Samson. He's a greater statesman than Moses. A greater redeemer than Boaz. He's the incomparable one. What manner of man is this? He's the one that can satisfy a troubled heart. He's the one that can help the torn, battered.
He's the one that can comfort the tearful and the grieved. He's the one who can save the transgressor and the sinful. He's the one that can give rest for the tired and the weary. What manner of man is this? He's the God-man.
Amen.
He's the incomparable one.